The listener said, whose responsibility is it to get that broken down truck off the road so that traffic can flow as freely as it would were that broken down truck not impacting the flow? The Provincial Minister of Transport and Public Works, Dalen Mitchell, has joined us now. Dalen, good afternoon. Whose responsibility is it, or is there not a particularly clear line of responsibility?
Firstly, good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to the listeners. Well, John, there's basically essentially two processes that we follow when trucks get stuck on the side of the road. So if it's an accident, there's one process that will be followed, and then if a truck is abandoned for various reasons, another process will be followed by provincial traffic if it's on a provincial road. So to answer your question, the Provincial Department of Transport and Public Works, as our main aim is to ensure that we clear the road immediately or as soon as possible in order to not hamper traffic flow on our roads.
And the bigger trucks are that much more difficult to move. And I recall a conversation some years ago when I seem to remember that we were told that there are not too many tow trucks around which are capable of lifting off, because a lot of the trucks that stop have stopped because they're broken down. So they can't be driven off the road or pushed off the road. They need to be towed off the road. And that the bigger they are, the more difficult it is to arrange that.
Yes, no, absolutely. But ultimately, the responsibility to have a truck towed or removed is first and foremost the responsibility of the owner. So if the owner doesn't come to the party or doesn't action the request to remove that truck from the road in a reasonable time, provincial traffic will then intervene, and then we will get the tow truck out to remove the truck from our roads in order to not hamper the traffic flow.
So a truck breaks down, you try and get as quickly as possible details of the company or the individual that owns that truck. You contact them and say, your truck is stuck on Plattekloof Hill, please will you move it? And then what's a reasonable time in this scenario?
Well, it depends. I mean, there's not a fixed time for that. I mean, but if traffic is backing up and it's not, and the owner's not cooperating, then provincial traffic will intervene. I mean, it's very operational. So okay.
Does provincial traffic have access to the kind of tow vehicles that can move large articulated lorries, for example?
Yes, no, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, it's not just in the city or in the metro area that provincial traffic deals with that. I mean, it happens across the province.
And do you then charge the owner, the individual or company owner of that truck for the effort in removing it because they didn't?
Yes, the owner of the truck will be liable or held liable for the cost.
Is it not sometimes necessary, traffic is not as bad as it was 2 years ago. I know traffic is picking up as more and more people go back to work in offices and so on, but the level of traffic is not what it was. But there are still areas like the N1 out of town heading into the northern suburbs where a broken down truck can severely impact traffic flow very quickly. Is there not a case for sometimes not trying to get hold of the owner, simply as soon as possible getting one of the provincial tow trucks onto the scene to move the truck?
Well, I mean, it's not just on the N1. I mean, we have similar traffic congestion and flows on the N2. The first approach is to contact the owner. I mean, that's the reasonable thing to do. But I mean, if it impacts the flow on our roads, we will intervene to make sure that it doesn't affect motorists or inconvenience motorists. I mean,
I suspect a lot of motorists who are affected by this will want you to act more quickly than you do. But thank you very much. You've explained the process to us, and we're grateful. Dalen Mitchell, the Provincial Minister of Transport and Public Works.